Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The small gathering spread is now the number one spreader, about 65% of all cases. This is a dramatic shift. Part of it is the holidays. It's what happens during holidays. Part of it is reduced social options. I can't go to the bar and hang out. I can't go to a restaurant and hang out. I can't go to the movie theater and hang out. Come over to my house and we'll hang out. It's just an adaptation of social behavior to the circumstance. We have a rule in effect, no more than 10 at an event. These are all the states that have rules of no more than 10. People say, oh, I can't believe the New York rule, no more than 10. Many states have a rule of no more than 10. And by the way, Kentucky just announced they're going to a rule of no more than 8. This is a nationwide problem. I understand that people say, I don't like the restrictions, I have COVID fatigue. How can you say I shouldn't have more than 10 people in your house? Look, the truth is government doesn't have an ability to monitor it. But you want to know what is smart, what is reasonable, what is protective of other people and yourself? This is where the spread is coming from. It's a small gathering spread. We have to communicate this now to people the way we communicated masks. Seemingly the safest place, my home, my table, my family. Yeah, even that place is not safe. And we're going to have a new public education campaign that speaks just to this. This is not government being overly dramatic. These are just facts. And look, I've heard the political back and forth. Oh, this is Democrats saying this. First of all, this is probably the only issue President Trump's people and Joe Biden's people have agreed on. Both of their health advisors say small gatherings are the problem. The CDC, under Trump, the regulation was no more than your household for Thanksgiving. That's what the CDC said. So all those people who want to say, well, this is political, I'm standing up against it. Your president, President Trump, his administration said do it. And Joe Biden's administration, health advisors, said the same thing. So whose politics are you playing? If Donald Trump says the CDC mandates it, and Joe Biden's advisors say it's smart, whose politics? Your own politics? You're waving the political flag. Whose flag are you waving? It's agreed to by both. It's a fact of being smart. And luckily, most of us are smart.
Governor, I have a kind of a complex question. About a couple of weeks ago, you said that as testing numbers went up, you might have to turn the valve a little bit to reduce some functions like indoor dining, gyms, salons. And in New York City especially, the numbers are going up almost every place except Manhattan. So is it time to turn the valve a little bit more in terms of indoor dining, gyms, beauty salons, and are you thinking of any more orange zones in New York City itself?
Here's the problem with the new numbers. The valve no longer controls the spread. When we started, the spread was indoor dining, large social gatherings. The spread now, over 65%, small at-home gatherings, living room gatherings. And it's an interesting, it's frightening, but it's interesting. People adapt. Okay, you can't go to a bar. You can't go to a restaurant. What do? You start to go to people's homes and watch the football game, or come over and we'll play cards, or come over and we'll listen to music. We are social beings. And when you close down social venues, it's not that we're going to stop socializing. We'll just find a different place to socialize. So it's coming from these home gatherings. That's why all these states are doing these 10 limits. Kentucky went to an 8 limit. The problem with these are, how does government really enforce that? Right? It's sort of like mask wearing. The only thing you can do is educate people and hope that they hear you and they wear a mask. I think we only gave out, a handful of tickets on mask wearing. It's not government enforcement. It's public education. Family gatherings, we didn't do any tickets over Thanksgiving for people who had more people in their house than 10 people. It's not going to be a government enforcement thing. You can't control it with a valve. Either people are going to hear it and get it, or they're not. Or they're not. Either they're going to see those numbers going up and they're going to get it, or they're not. I believe they will, because I believe in them. But this is not something government can really address with enforcement. That's why I wanted to take on purposefully the counter argument, right? Which we hear about the gatherings in the 10. Oh, this is just politics. Can't be politics. Democrats and Republicans agree. It's the only thing they agree on, Trump and Biden. It's this one piece. And the state rule is more lax than the CDC's rule. Well, I think it's tough to show that you defy government rule. And I'm going to post on the website, I defied government rule. Oh, really? You think that's tough? No, what's tough is working in an emergency room, working in a field hospital, working with people who have COVID. That shows guts and character, in my opinion. And what shows character is not creating a case for a nurse or a doctor or an ambulance driver to have to deal with. But that's what it's going to be now. It's about people accepting it and hearing it.
In your presentation, you reserve the right to do another New York pause, which in a sense is another lockdown. So are you now giving up on closing indoor dining and salons and gyms and saying if the numbers go up, the only solution is a lockdown?
No. There, before you get to hitting the pause button and closing everything, you can have additional restrictions. And an orange zone does that, et cetera. But those numbers are relatively small compared to the small gathering spread. That's where it is coming from. Once you get past that, you're talking about a few percentage points here and a few percentage points there.
So you're giving up on restaurants and gyms and
salons? No. Orange zone has additional restrictions on restaurants. A red zone has additional restrictions on the restaurants and the gyms, etc. We still have the yellow, orange, red.
Are you going to declare more orange and red zones in New York City because the numbers are so high?
Well, as the numbers go up, I want to add to those numbers the hospitalization rate. because the most critical communities are going to be those where the hospital is overwhelmed, right? And that's what we want to focus on. Remember, Ken Reske mentioned Italy. Remember what we went through like in Elmhurst Hospital, right? Where the hospital was overwhelmed because that community overwhelmed that hospital. That's all that happened there. It gets into my, well, why didn't you distribute patient load across your system? We learned that lesson. But Elmhurst was overwhelmed from that community. The numbers at that time that Elmhurst happened are not that different than the numbers today. How striking is that? Do you have those numbers?
So March 23rd of that week in early March, there were 3,500 people with COVID hospitalized statewide on March 23rd, which is the same number that we have today.
Do you get that? The day Elmhurst overflowed, let's call it, collapsed, the same number of COVID people were in the hospital system as today. 3,500 on both days. But Elmhurst collapsed. How did that happen? That community had a rate that was growing that you did not notice, that then went into one hospital. That hospital did not distribute across the system and was overwhelmed. That's what we're adding to the yellow and the orange and the red.
Governor, there's been a lot of reporting that contact tracers are struggling to keep up with all the new cases across the state, especially here in New York City. How confident are you that the state really has the data to know where the coronavirus is spreading the most?
We have more data than any state in the United States of America. That you know. Is that enough? It's more than anybody else has. You have now done tests on, we've almost done as many tests as we have people in the state of New York. Is that amazing? We've almost done as many tests as we have people in the state of New York. Contact tracing is not perfect. You are right, Zach. They don't get a great response rate. And it depends on who's contact tracers, and different systems are better and different systems are worse. But we have more data than anyone else. And at one point it becomes redundant, right? You're only testing data on four sources. So.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.